All right, welcome back, Admin Mastermind and Teach Better Family. I'm so excited to have a special guest with me here on screen, Mr. Evan Robb, who is a principal in Virginia. He's an author, he's been a podcaster, he's speaking. I mean, he's doing it all. So, Evan, thank you so much for not only being a part of the Admin Mastermind, but joining me here today on the Admin Mastermind Recap.
Hey, thanks a lot, Josh. I mean, appreciate our connection and always appreciate opportunities to get connected with them. Teach Better team. So thanks a lot.
Yeah. And you got to see such a phenomenal group of educators this morning. And we had a very rich conversation on really mental health as a school leader or district leader. And then it kind of pivoted to how can we as leaders support our staff, especially during this time of year in the spring where people are feeling a lot of stress and potentially their mental health is maybe draining or getting a little bit of burnout. But I wanted to touch on what we first talked about, which was methods of kind of decompressing ourselves. And I was curious on the many strategies that were, you know, provided this morning. Like I said, it was a very rich and compact conversation about this, but what were some strategies that you felt were very beneficial for our leaders when managing stress?
Well, you know, one thing that, you know, before I kind of get into the particulars, you know, the forum that you've created and Teach Better has created is really good. You know, sometimes administrators can feel very isolated. You know, the job is lonely, or there may just be a very small group of people that you can source information from, share ideas. And, you know, what I saw during the session that you led this morning, you know, is very, I think, incredibly helpful for an administrator to be able to hear ideas from people from other parts of the country, to, you know, understand that there's an awful lot of commonalities. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, you know, when you're feeling alone and you're feeling that you're the only one that's managing this, boy, it's nice to talk to some other people, you know, and find out, wow, you know, they're experiencing the exact same thing. One of the things that I think was a theme in the conversation this morning and something that I shared, has to do with trying to find ways to balance the position between giving your best day in and day out and not experiencing burnout. Yeah. And one way to do that, you know, is just this kind of adult realization that burnout is very real, you know, and certainly one shouldn't be naive to that and think that, you know, it's never going to happen. It can, and it can sneak up on people really quick. So we talked about some health strategies to manage the tensions and the ebb and flow of work. You know, I'm a big proponent of doing a little exercise, whether that's going for a run or going for a walk or lifting some weights in your local fitness center. You know, but other people shared really great ideas that were helpful for me to hear too. Listening to particular music that's, you know, that's exciting and, you know, makes you relax or maybe brings you to a place that's kind of distant. You know, also listening to podcasts, sometimes podcasts that are educationally relevant and sometimes podcasts that have nothing to do with education at all, you know, but just an opportunity to decompress. And one of the things that really rings with me and it came up in the conversation today is, you know, as an administrator, trying to understand that we can't always respond to emails, you know, at all hours of the evening. And that's hard. You know, I found as a young administrator, you want to be very responsive. But what happens is you send a message that you're overly available. It's not sustainable over time. As one administrator shared today, you know, the importance of using a scheduler with email, mm-hmm. because if you're working on trying to create barriers with email, you need to make sure that you're modeling the same thing with staff. So, you know, it's challenging for an administrator to say, hey, you know, no, you shouldn't be responding to emails after 6:30 at night, but yet staff see you do it all the time. So there's, you know, a contradiction there. And that's something, you know, that has to do with the role of modeling and making sure that, you know, we're actually modeling through our actions the expectations that we're communicating.
Yeah, for sure. And I want to talk about that a little bit more too, Evan, because I thought you brought up a wonderful idea of like protecting home and, you know, mm-hmm. not bringing your stress from the building into that space. And I know a lot of people not only agreed with it, but also shared a little bit about what they do to make sure that they're the best version at home, you know, for their spouse, loved ones, family members. And email was one of those, but what were some other things that either you do to protect yourself, you know, not to bring that baggage, if you will, and dump it on someone else, to make sure that you're, you know, in that space, being present, and like I said, being your best version.
I mean, it's hard to do.
It is.
You know, I really try to compartmentalize and pack up my workday and not bring things home. So one of the administrators today shared that their spouse was, I believe, a counselor. And so, you know, the conversations just naturally gravitate towards work, whether, you know, it's looking back on the day or talking about particular issues. No. My wife is not in education. And so generally that's probably been better for me. But sometimes I can talk things through with her and she can be very objective because she simply does not know. But I'm very careful with that because, that's potentially, you know, emotionally burdensome for the other person who has to receive that.
Yep.
So, you know, it's trying to create those lines where, you know, this is work and this is home and I need to make sure that they're not merging too much. You know, I would say that administratively, particularly at middle school and high school level, it becomes really hard when the days get really long. Mm-hmm. If you're getting home at 8:30, 9 o'clock at night, it can be really hard to decompress. And some people probably do that better than others. But, you know, the cycle of, you need a couple hours to decompress. And the next thing you know, you're going to bed at midnight and you're waking up at 5:30 in the morning. And, you just come to this realization at some point where like, wow, I'm physically exhausted. This is not healthy for me. I'm not good for kids. I'm not good for teachers. I'm not good for my wife. Heck, I'm not good for myself. I don't want to be around myself. We've all been there before, but I think it's really important to recognize that. You know, one of the things that I didn't have a chance to share today is when I was a new administrator, and you know, Josh, I've been a principal for 27 years. When I started, I had this pressure that I put on myself, you got to be at everything, every choral concert, every basketball game, everything. And, you know, what I found, what came from that was it's just simply not sustainable. And, you have to be able to get some lines with that. And the reality is some people will be very accepting of that and think that's a really good thing and that you're modeling it. Other people will get, they'll get offended that you're not at the event that they wanted you to be at.
Yeah.
And, you have to get some tough skin and just say, well, I'll be there maybe next time, but, I'm trying to manage things on my end too.
So that was a perfect bridge, Evan, for a conversation on what we can do in our own lives to make sure that we're sustaining through stressful times. But, as an education leader, we need to make sure that we are looking at the mental health of our staff. And I thought there was a lot of proactive measures that was mentioned this morning in regards to what people are implementing on their campus to help their teachers. So I know one person said, like, education as a whole is a high demand job, and it is for leaders, but it is also for teachers. So what were some strategies that you took away from our conversation today to make sure that we were making sure that we were promoting mental health specifically for our staff?
Yeah, I think, one of the things that I heard a lot today was administrators who were trying to make sure that they're modeling what they want within the building.
Yep.
And some of the experiences were very personal. One of the administrators had a story about stopping along by a reservoir and catching a fish in the morning.
Yeah.
And, there are probably times in my career where I would have been like, oh gosh, someone finds out that I'm doing this, they're going to think I'm lazy, or that's not appropriate. But for that administrator, it was very appropriate. And so, I think that we need to be a lot better at not judging people on how they try to find some balances for their mental health, and also being comfortable to share the strategies that work for them so it's modeled and supported by other people.
Yeah.
One of the things, and Josh, you and I have known each other for a long time, we talked about the importance of modeling, so whether it's modeling appropriate relationships, whether it's modeling trust or being innovative within the classroom, or modeling that mental health, is an important part of your life. But you can't get up there in front of staff and talk about it and say, you need to do this, you need to do that, but people never see you do it.
Yep.
And so you give people a lot of permission if they can see that you're getting some balance in your life. But where it's been challenging for me over my career is, you know, at times there are just people that are just not tolerant of that. You know, they'll start throwing around things that I find personally offensive of, well, you know, you make a lot of money, so, you know, you need to be here all the time. And no one in our business makes a lot of money, but that is not, it's just not an acceptable response. And,
yep.
And being able to be good with that is important. It really is. You know, otherwise, you start feeling gaslighted by things that are being said or going on around. You start losing sight of where your focus needs to be.
Yeah. And I think resentment comes in, and, you know, you already talked about the guilt piece. I just want to mention too, something that I thought was great that someone mentioned was the empowering their staff to say no, and then also guarding their staff's commitments and time. I think that's huge, because similar to what you're talking about, Evan, about the culture that you're creating, right? You want to make sure that there isn't this guilt that is felt by everyone having to say yes to everything that's being brought up, either by the district or by yourself. And, you know, I love the idea of making sure that we're giving permission to our staff to say no to things, but then also sometimes knowing who will say yes to absolutely everything. I know me and you have talked about this before, but like, there are just a group of people that if you need them, they will step up every single time. But at the same time, when they have 50 different committees that they're on, or they're on every initiative project, you know, that does lead to burnout. And they may be their own worst enemy because they say yes every single time. And to be mindful of that and being the leader and protecting those commitments.
Yeah. I mean, everyone, you know, at some point in their admin career, excuse me, has been in a meeting where, you know, they're talking about a new initiative and say, who's the person I'm going to have, you know, lead that? And, you know, there's two or three go-to people that you always go to. But it typically leads to burnout of those people. It can lead to resentment, where it appears that certain people, you know, are not only allowed to say no, but they're allowed to fully disengage. Yep. So other people do the larger share of work. And then there's a chunk of people that, you know, just don't, whether it's coaching or whether it's being part of a committee. And, you know, that's kind of part of the balance. You know, I like the idea of empowering people to say no. I definitely like the idea. I'd like to meet that administrator who's really that protective of their staff, mm-hmm. and sometimes probably speaking up for people who may have a hard time doing that. But on the flip side of that, there are people that can take advantage of that.
Yep.
And use that as an excuse to continually disengage and not be part of, you know, the team and not be part of the process. But, you know, just like everything in our profession, there's a lot of balance with it. There's a lot of nuance. You know, I mean, certainly philosophically, I love the idea of, you know, empowering people to make decisions that make sense for them. But I also know that it has to be balanced with, you know, everyone's got to have a role.
Yep. Yeah. Well, I love the conversation this morning. Obviously, there were a lot of strategies put out there. Gratitude was one that was brought up. Notes, leaving on time, bad day folders being created of notes from parents, students, and other staff members. So loved all the measures that were discussed today in regards to staff and how we can make sure that we're being mindful of mental health, because, you know, a lot of times we don't even know the struggles that are going on in the lives of our students and our staff. And so as a leader, we need to be in tune with that. But Evan, loved having you a part of the mastermind. Again, it's every Tuesday morning, 9 a.m. Eastern time. If you're watching on YouTube and you're not a part of this group, we would love to support you. So head over to teachbetter.com/mastermind. That's where you sign up and get that Zoom link. We also have a wonderful Facebook group that has been built and is growing every single day with phenomenal leaders, like Evan said, all around the country. Actually, we're international because we got some folks in other countries now too in that Facebook group. So make sure you head over there. This conversation continues in this space. So obviously we are connected on Tuesday mornings in person on Zoom, but we also love to have conversations in Facebook. So that way you're connected with folks throughout the week, because as we know, Evan, we can feel lonely at times in this role. And the whole idea behind this group is to make sure that we're connected. So Evan, love being connected to you. love the insight and wisdom that you provided today, and I appreciate you so, so much.
Thanks a lot, Josh. I mean, I always appreciate the opportunity to get together and have a conversation. You know, keep up the good work that you're doing with Teach Better Team, and anytime that you need me to drop on in, just send me an email and we'll figure it out.
Will do.